We got to figure out how we're going to get this money to her.
No, you got to figure out. I told you I wasn't doing that no more.
We got to get it to her by 7. We only have until 7 o'clock to get her this money.
What we got to do, V?
Go get the money. We only got 2 more stops.
Okay, so check this out. We're going to make these 2 last drops. Then after that, we done, okay?
Bet.
We got London on the track.
Not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those thugs.
Every time you get me involved with these people, you know these people, you is giving them the money this time.
I'm not doing it. You give it to me.
It's your fault. It's always your fault.
Oh, God.
All right,
give it to me.
Okay, come on.
Do you have the money?
Got it.
Is it all here?
It's there.
Good.
Hey, hey, family. It's your family CPA, Jasmine Young, and you're listening to the Talk Wealthy to Me podcast. Get you a black CPA. We out here. Hey, it's your family CPA back with another episode of Talk Wealthy to Me, and I'm so excited about today's guest. She is a fellow AAMU alum, as am I, and she is here to talk about her journey in entrepreneurship and an upcoming event that she has this weekend. But before we get into that, let me introduce to you guys Dr. Yvonne Briggs.
Hello, hello, hello. So like Jazz mentioned, my name is Dr. Yvonne Briggs, and I'm an occupational therapist here in Huntsville, Alabama. I am the founder of Start Now. If you haven't heard of Start Now Success, which Start Now Success is pretty much a platform that I wanted to create to motivate people and to encourage people in my community to become successful. So my thing is, if I can do it, I feel like anybody else
can do it.
And so, you know, I just wanted to be that example to show that if I was able to become a successful occupational therapist, that if you want to go out and be a business owner, you can do that. If you want to go out and become a doctor or become a pharmacist or engineer, it's possible. It's possible. So,
well, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being a part of it and just being willing to come on our platform and share your story and what you're doing in the industry, in entrepreneurship. And hopefully what you share today will be inspiring to someone else to start now, whatever that is. So you talked a little bit about why you started it. Tell me how you even got to the idea, like from inception. Where did it come from? With you being an occupational therapist and going into entrepreneurship, what was your thought process behind it?
Well, it started. How this all came about, I was in school. I was in the process of getting my doctorate degree, and not many people knew that I was going for a doctorate degree. So this was something I did in private. I like to move in silence. So a lot of things that I do, you won't hear about it until it's done, until I put it out there.
Right.
And so in the middle of me working on my doctorate, there were 2 young ladies who looked up to me. I guess they've known me from, you know, my years at A&M. And then also just kind of seen me just in the community. And so they came to me and they were like, oh, I love what you're doing. I'm thinking about going into occupational therapy. And so, of course, you know, I used to be an elementary school teacher. So that light bulb just went off in my head that, you know, let me teach these girls, let me, you know, train them and build them up so that they could do what I'm doing. So long story short, I became their mentor. So both of those girls ended up going to occupational therapy school and they ended up graduating and now they're both occupational therapists. And so, you know, along their journey, I was their mentor. So I was, you know, helping them get into the program. Like I wrote their recommendations. I was helping them just navigate through their programs. And in the end, they were both, they both became occupational therapists. And so I said, well, if I could mentor these two young ladies and in the end, they were able to make it, you know, off of me helping them and educating them and telling them about my experience and telling them about the things that I went through, things that worked, things that didn't work. I said, if I can do that for those two young ladies and they were able to make it and become successful as well, like, why can't I do that for everybody? So
right.
In the middle of that, you know, I'm literally like no TV. I really had no life. It may look like it, but I had no life. I was studying. I was just heavily in my books, you know, just trying to finish that doctorate degree. And so something said, you know what, you need to write a book so you can help others. So just in case, you know, somebody else wanted to become an occupational therapist, I could just give them this book, or not even just a therapist, anything in the healthcare field or anything in education or anything. I felt like I was the one. It was almost like I felt like I was the guinea pig. So I went through all of these different things and I've learned all of these different lessons. So why not give other people the keys to success? And so I ended up writing a book. And I remember in the middle of writing the book, I talked to the young lady that published my book. And she said, Yvonne, I just see you going further than this. I see this going bigger and beyond just writing a book. And I was like, no, I'm just going to write this book.
And be done. Don't put nothing else on me.
Exactly. And I'm done. Like, everybody can go get the book. They can read the book and learn whatever it is that they need to learn so they can be successful. And I'm gone. You know, I thought I was going to do that. And I remember her specifically saying, you know, after she read my book, right before it was published, she said, Yvonne, this is going to, I can see you speaking. I can see you just doing things further. And I just was not, I didn't believe it. I was just like, yeah, that's not really what I want to do, but okay. So, after I graduated and the book went, came out, it was just super, it like blew up. I don't know how, but it blew up. Everybody was buying the book. I had over 100 orders. I even had people ordering my book from overseas. And so I was just like, wow, like I would have never thought. I really thought I was just writing a book and putting it out there.
Right.
So, and it's funny that we were talking about this because I actually met two young ladies after I put my book out that were going to occupational therapy school again. So this is like the first two, and then the second two, right? And so they wrote me in my inbox on Instagram and they were like, oh my gosh, like I saw your post and I ordered your book and I'm just so excited about going to OC school. And so those two girls, they actually just graduated this year and one just passed their boards. And so I completely forgot that they reached out to me after my book came out. And I saw them post a picture of one of them posted a picture of them passing their board exam. And then another one posted a picture of just them in their graduation gown. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like I went back to that message, read the message, and I was like, oh my God, like my book really inspired these two young ladies to go back to, well, to go to OT school, and they graduated and became successful too. So it's like, wow, I didn't think I could do that. So I just wanted to push it further. And, you know, I got with one of my friends. A lot of people may know her, Brittany Morton. Mm-hmm. She is the CEO of Saved in the Sea. And we had a long conversation and, you know, she said, Yvonne, this is good. And she really pushed me and motivated me. She got the resources in place for me. And it just kind of went from there. So I, you know, started an LLC, and I started with featuring local businesses here in Huntsville, because my thing is, if we can show people what success looks like,
right, it will duplicate it.
Correct. And not only just duplicate it, but they can see that, oh, it's possible. Right. There's so many businesses, especially Black-owned businesses here in Huntsville, mm-hmm. and just all over. I'm just starting here in Huntsville because that's where I'm from. But it's so many businesses, Black-owned businesses that we know nothing about. And they're great businesses, but we know nothing about them because there's no platform to put them out there. Right. And so I said, let me be the one to create that platform. I see your small business over here. I see what you're doing, but do other people in our community see that? So I took that as an opportunity to help push these local businesses that nobody knows about. I wanted to take the opportunity to push them out there just so that people can see that it's possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to start a, you know, whatever type of business, but here's somebody that started it and here's somebody that's being successful at it. And so that's pretty much where it started and how it just went from there. And now it's just, I'm just adding on as I go, so.
Absolutely. So you basically created a platform to spotlight other businesses and let people know, because representation is everything. I don't think a lot of people realize that, you know, if you can see it, then you can do it. So your platform is sort of like the, hey, if you want to go see somebody successful doing what you want to do, here they are. So shout out to you for spotlighting small businesses, because like you said, there isn't a lot of, there isn't a platform where you can just spotlight small businesses like you're doing. So I remember being one of the businesses you spotlighted when you first started. I think I was in like the second group. So
yes,
to see where you are now, it's like, oh my goodness, I remember when this was just getting started and now look where it is. But I want to go back a little bit. You said something that sparked my attention. You used to be an elementary school teacher, but you're an occupational therapist.
Yes.
It sounds like you use your own logic to start something totally different from what you went to school for. Like, where did that even come from? What made you start there?
Well, so a lot of people ask me that question, but I used to be an elementary school teacher and mm-hmm. absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved children. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing for me was that I just love to educate. I love mm-hmm. to teach. And so to be honest, Jess, the kids were a little much for me. The kids were a little much. It's a little much. And even though teaching is very, it's so rewarding. Mm-hmm. I just felt like at the time, I didn't get a lot of support in the school system with parents, mm-hmm. you know, in those times, I mean, and not like it was a long time ago, but back in those days, you have parents that are younger. Mm-hmm. And you just didn't get as much support in the school system as I know that I got when I was younger. And so, you know, back in the day, you go to school, you act up in school.
They can get you in school. You ain't got to wait.
Exactly. And then you were scared. You were scared to go home because you knew that you got in trouble with your teacher. And it was more so a team effort. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when I went into the school system, I didn't see much of that. It was more of, the parents or on the kids' side, regardless of what, you know, the teacher is saying. It wasn't any teamwork or any collaboration between the
teachers. The village has basically disappeared, pretty much.
And so it became overwhelming for me, and the compensation for it just didn't add up.
Yes, the math like, was I can't not be
right here. Exactly. So, long story short, I got out of education and I was lost for a while. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I just knew education wasn't it at the moment. Let me not say education, but the school system wasn't for me at the moment. Mm-hmm. So I did the typical research. Like I had, and it's funny because I went from one end to another end. I went from education to now medical. So I did my research, and I remember when I was in the school system, I found myself wanting to focus on one child at a time. Like mm-hmm. you have a classroom full of 20 kids and it's really hard to
give attention to one specific child.
Correct. And so that was difficult for me because I'm one of those people, I like to educate and then really see the reward and see how it helped that person in the end. And it was just very difficult to do that when you have 20 students in a class, right. Sometimes 25, you know. And so you just couldn't get that individual one-on-one attention. And so I would notice a lot of my kids will have issues with handwriting. So holding on to a pencil grip, just holding on to, you know, utensils, period. And I wanted to focus on those individuals. And so somehow in there, I was led to say, you know what, let me go do therapy. Mm-hmm. Started researching therapy. I originally wanted to be not an occupational therapist, but a physical therapist.
Okay.
So I had an interest with working with children. And then I also had an interest, a lot of people don't know that either, but with working with athletes. And so mm-hmm. I wanted to be a physical therapist so that I can work with athletes, like literally be on the sideline game day doing physical therapy with athletes. And so I ended up not necessarily volunteering, but shadowing a physical therapist. And mm-hmm. I was in an outpatient clinic. And in this outpatient clinic, you have physical therapists and you have occupational therapists. And so I shadowed the physical therapist literally for like 3 days, super bored. So I was like, I don't know about this. And so I would find myself like looking over at the occupational therapists and just looking at the things that they were doing. And I was like, that seems more exciting to me. Like it just sparked an interest. And mm-hmm. so I asked the physical therapist, I said, hey, can I go over there and watch her? Like, I just want to see what that's about. So I kid you not, I went that day, shadowed with her. And the next day I said, you know what? I don't want to do physical therapy anymore. And I decided to go and do occupational therapy. And I like literally fell in love with it after shadowing just for, I want to say it was like 2 or 3 days, mm-hmm. fell in love with it, ended up shadowing more. So to get into the OT program, into the occupational therapy program, you have to shadow a certain amount of hours just to get into
in. Mm-hmm.
So I loved it so much that I shadowed more than
you needed to.
The amount of time that I needed. And so that's when I knew that this was for me. And so,
absolutely. So that was an example of you using your own method before you even, you know, started mm-hmm. start now. You was like, I'm just, you know, I'm gonna leave this and go start something totally new. And look at you now. Like,
yes.
Full-on Dr. Bree, she's an occupational therapist. And she's an entrepreneur, and we're going to get a little bit more into your entrepreneurial side right after this commercial break.
If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next man.
I've been down before to come up, I ain't stressing. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings.
Shining on me, get my huddle, no matter that trouble surrounding us. They don't see that it's a lot of us. Everybody move anonymous. Won't take that credit, I know what we get it. Them blessings be coming from God above. I was doing all kind of bad, what a quiet ass. Tell him I need a verse. Hit the pew and tell God he is first. Hit the studio, the body of verse. I remember pushing mama a little way high and they with no gas money. I just bought a car, cash money. I ain't even trying to brag on it. I just tell it how it really is. I ain't tripping, they ain't feeling this. I ain't saying I deserve nothing. I'm just trying to talk about the benefits. I've been punching in the clock, trying to keep the kitchen stocked. Man, it's a blessing because we ain't never had a lot. But all we need is all we got.
Whew. If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next man. I've been down before to come up, I ain't stressing. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. Blessings. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Blessings. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We are talking starting your success now, right now, today, with Dr. Yvonne Briggs of Start Now Success. Dr. Briggs, listen, you gave us the backstory on how you even came about this Start Now Success idea in the first place and how you actually use your own advice before you start sharing it with other people. So you started off as a teacher, you changed careers, became an occupational therapist, started mentoring other people, and now you got an LLC for Start Now Success. Let's talk a little bit about your career path in entrepreneurship. I know a lot of people, especially during COVID, a lot of new businesses just came out of nowhere, which is cool. We always, you know, entrepreneurship is, I feel like it's a way for people to chase their own dreams versus making somebody else's dreams come true. So with you starting this new entity, this new business venture, what would you say has been the hardest thing about being a Black woman in entrepreneurship?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a really good question. First of all, one of the hardest things about entrepreneurship is knowing what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And knowing your why. I know for me, it just kind of fell in my lap. It wasn't something that I dreamed to do. You know how a lot of people are like, go full time entrepreneurship, leave your job, all of that stuff. I was never one of those people. I love being an occupational therapist. I love what I do. And so I was never one of those people that wanted to leave being an occupational therapist and going into, you know,
entrepreneurship,
and not necessarily leaving there and going to just entrepreneurship, but not leaving my full-time job to do Start Now Success full-time. Mm-hmm. So I always looked at it as this was going to be something that I did on the side. You know how they say, you know, get your side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
I really looked at it as this was going to be my side hustle. And when I got into it, I started to think of other ideas. And, you know, to be honest, just knowing what direction that you're going in is very difficult. Mm-hmm. Because I really didn't know. I didn't know where this was going. Just like I mentioned before, I just thought I was writing a book. A year later, here I go, you know, with the LLC. And so I really didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know where I wanted to go with this, but I knew I wanted to go somewhere with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and like I said before, I knew that, you know, this wasn't something that I wanted to just go into full blown and leave my 9-to-5 job.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just very difficult knowing what direction I was going into. And mm-hmm. as a Black female owning a business or starting a business, it can be hard because, you know, people don't look at us the same as they would someone of, you know, a different race or ethnicity. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you have those stereotypes. And so, mm-hmm. you know, I never wanted to be that, you know, female or Black female in this case that was looked at as, oh, I'm not going to take her business serious. And so right. I believe that that's another thing. When you don't know what direction you're going into, it makes it easier for people to pin those stereotypes on mm-hmm. you. So it was difficult. It was difficult. But once you get in and you get the hang of it, it starts to get easier. But at the same time, you just never know what direction, you know, your business is going to go in. And so mm-hmm. that can be a struggle.
It can right. be a struggle. So with you mentoring those young ladies to get into occupational therapy, did you have a mentor when you went into occupational therapy, or when you starting out Success, did you have a mentor that you could go to that kind of helped you get to where you are now?
So it's funny that you bring that up, because I really didn't. And I think that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to mentor those young ladies, because I didn't have that. Mm-hmm. I really didn't have that. I didn't know anybody that was, when I went into occupational therapy, I didn't have anybody that I knew that was mm-hmm. a therapist or occupational therapist specifically. And so that was something I went into blindly. I really didn't know mm-hmm. what I was getting myself into. I didn't know the process. Now, along the way, of course, you have friends and family that are supportive.
Right.
But they didn't really know either. And right. So I had to figure it out on my own.
Right.
And so because of that, I felt like, you know, it's somebody else out there that's like me that does not have
right.
a mentor or doesn't have someone to guide them along the way. And so I wanted to be that person. And so with, you know, Starting Out Success, even though a lot of people are going in different directions from me, I felt like I can be that person to, if I give them even just, you know, an ad on someone who has a clothing line or someone who has a makeup line, even if I can just give them an ad that shows that this person is successful, to encourage them. Mm-hmm. If that's the least that I can do, then I felt like I was able to help someone. If I was able to give someone my book and give them all of the tips and, you know, talk about my experiences and what I went through and how I made it through, if I could give them that and that can help them, then I feel like I've done, you know, what I was put here on earth to do. So.
Absolutely. So you basically did what business owners do. You saw a need that wasn't being met and you decided to fill it through Start Now Success. And that's all entrepreneurship is. It's finding, you know, finding what people's pain points are and providing them a solution for that. And that's exactly what you did. So kudos to you for stepping out to do that, because a lot of people, sometimes they'll see a need and they'll just complain about the fact that the need is there and won't ever provide the solution. But you actually started right then and say, you know what, I see a problem here and there needs to be a solution, and I'm going to create the solution. So shout out to you for being a problem solver, because most people don't know that's all entrepreneurship is. It's a group of problem solvers that saw a problem and decided to solve it, and their business is the solution. So now we've gotten to, you know, we have the LLC and you still don't really know what direction you're going in, but you want to spotlight small businesses. Talk to me a little bit about how do you choose which businesses you spotlight? In the event that there's a small business that is listening that wants to be spotlighted, I can't even talk, spotlighted by Start Now Success, what does that process look like?
So when I started it originally, I selected people that I knew or people that I heard about. That was the very first features that I did. And, you know, it was people that, like I said, that I knew, that I've heard about, that I felt like, you know, they're not getting enough recognition. People aren't really seeing them and they're doing wonderful things. And so initially, that's who I selected first. Now, the second round, it got a little bit deeper because I also, because this is my brand. And so I wanted people to take my brand seriously because it is serious to me, you know? Right. And so I selected businesses that I saw. And the second time I had people come to me, they were like, how do I get a feature? How do I get a feature? And I was loving it because in the middle of that, I was seeing businesses that I have never even heard of. And I've never seen. So my selection process, so as they would send me, you know, emails or go to the website, you know, I would actually go and research their business. And the way that I would research their business, I would go through, of course, social media, would review their website. I would ask people about their businesses, like, have you heard of them? You know, what are they about? You know, just to see how serious this person was about their own business. So there were quite a few applicants that would I would get, and I actually declined quite a few as well. And so I had one in particular that I declined the first time, and she actually came back and tried it again, and I selected her the second time. And that was because I saw that she was really serious about her business at this time. So, you know, I don't want to put, like I said before, I spotlight these businesses because I want to put them out there so that other people can see that if they were successful at their business, that you can too. So if I put businesses out there that aren't serious about their own selves and their own businesses, you know, I'm not showing people a good example. And so I took that really serious. I made sure that, you know, the businesses were legit. I made sure that the people were serious about their business. And, you know, that's how I selected them. And it just kept growing from then on. And, you know, it's been quite a few, including yourself, Jazz, that I have featured. And I can remember, you know, that very day that I featured them, they were just so appreciative of, you know, me putting them out there. And I look at them now and I'm like, wow, just look at you. Like, you're doing so well. And so, and not only that, just the networking experience. I felt like that was powerful because I have featured groups, and you know, when you came to do the feature, it was a group of people. And during that feature photo shoot, just to see the networking that was going on, I just knew that I was creating something. Didn't know what, but I just knew that I was creating something powerful in our city, in our community.
Right.
And so now I'm starting to see people that I featured collaborate on events, collaborate with just a bunch of stuff. And it's, it's shocking to see that I was the one that brought them together, and now they're collaborating and working together. And that just makes me so happy because it's bringing our community together.
Absolutely. I actually remember the date that I came to Huntsville.
And really?
Yes, it was actually May 1st of 2020.
Oh, wow.
The reason I remember what I was wearing, I remember getting my hair done by L'Oreal Pride in Huntsville. Shout out to L'Oreal. That day, I actually launched the My CPA is Black brand. That very same day. I literally came to Huntsville. We did the photo shoot for my feature. And then I came back to Atlanta, did a photo shoot to release the My CPA is Black brand. So I actually, your Start Now Success feature is actually like a pivotal moment in my career.
Your business.
So I definitely remember that. And I remember the people that I was featured with. Everybody was networking. You know, what do you do? How can I use your service? How can you use mine? So I can attest to that just from my own personal experience about what Start Now Success is about. So I've seen the growth. It's now 2023, 3 years later. And now there's a different aspect to Start Now Success. But before we get into that, we're going to cut to a quick commercial break, and we'll come back and talk about where we are right now.
Yes!
Growing up, I thought it was embarrassing to live where I live, to grow up where I grew up. Born in Jackson, Alabama, and raised in Indian Ridge. The long dirt roads, the gullies, no through traffic. Plenty of neighbors, but they were all family. Being able to hunt on our own land and grow our own food. 70 plus acres raised by my grandparents, who were Cherokee Indians, with 17 children, growing up with my aunts and uncles and cousins, and really understanding what it means to be and have a family. I know now that there is no need to be embarrassed. In fact, I'm proud. Everything that I do, who I am, and all that I accomplish, my firm is an ode to my heritage. It wasn't until I grew up and became a financial literacy advocate that I realized how wealthy we really were, because we were rich in heritage.
Welcome back to all our conversationalists that are listening in to this week's episode of Talk Wealthy to Me. Listen, if you have not tuned in to this episode, this conversation with Dr. Yvonne Briggs, I'm encourage you to go on and rewind it back and catch the beginning, because where we are now is not what the discussion was when we first started. And I'm so excited to talk about this portion of Start Now Success, which is the gala that is coming up this weekend. So we went from just an idea to a book to features, and now we have a whole event out here.
I know.
Event. So Yvonne, the event is coming up. I don't want to get too much of it out because it ain't even my idea, but I'm excited just to talk about it. Tell us about the Start Now Success Gala that's coming up this weekend.
Woo, okay. So I'm so excited about this. So first of all, it all started because, and if you come to the event, you'll hear a little bit more about my story. But when I was at UAB, I received a scholarship, and I'm not going to tell you too much detail. You'll hear about it if you come to the event. But
gotta get that little tease in there. Y'all gonna have to get your tease.
Put the little teaser in there. I got a scholarship, and so I basically wanted to create a scholarship to give to students, because scholarships were given to me, and that's how I made it through undergrad, through grad school, and it's so needed. It's so needed. And of course, I am an alumni of Alabama A&M University, so I show a little favoritism towards Alabama A&M because that's my school. That's my alma mater, and so I wanted to start there. And so my goal was to just award Alabama A&M students with funding so that it can help them pay for whatever it is that they need to keep them in school. So whether that's paying for their books, tuition, housing, whatever that is that they need to stay focused in school and to graduate and become successful just like us. And so I thought to myself, like, I could just write a check. I'll just write a check and, you know, hand it to these students. I thought that was, you know, that would have been the easy way. Yeah, that was enough. Like, I could just write this check out real quick and give it to them. But something told me that I could give them more. Mm-hmm. And I felt like at the moment, you know, I'm Nigerian. And so in our Nigerian community, I know here in Huntsville and just about anywhere, anytime we have someone graduating or someone getting married or just any major accomplishment that they're having, Nigerians, we're going to throw a party. We're going to throw a party for them. And so I know if you're familiar with seeing the Nigerian parties, mm-hmm. and stuff online, You see the money spray. And so with the money spray, I know it, for me particularly at my graduation party, they did the money spray. And that basically signifies that we want to send you off. We want you to be well off in your future endeavors. So when you graduate, we want to send you off with money so that you'll be able to pay for whatever is next in life. And so I took that concept. I kind of took how I grew up, and I wanted to apply it to my community now. And so Nigerians, they're always saying it takes a village to raise it takes a village to raise a child. That's how they'll say it. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to take that and, you know, try to get our community to get involved and to get our community to understand that we are a village. We're right. A village. And it takes us to help raise these young adults. And so with Alabama A&M being the only HBCU here in Huntsville, I said, you know what? We're a village. Let's take care of these Alabama A&M students. Let's make sure that, you know, their tuition is paid. Let's make sure their books are paid for so they can become successful. And so I said, well, I could just write that check, but no, because I don't want to just bless one student with however much. I want to bless multiple students. And something said, you know what? You got to have an event. You got to do something to get some money in here. Mm-hmm. And so I said, you know what? I'm just going to throw an event. But this is not going to be your average gala type of event, because I want the community to come together and let's just celebrate. Mm-hmm. Let's just celebrate our success. And while we're celebrating our success, we're raising money to help our young adults with being successful in the future. And so that's how it all came about.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was the first year, had an amazing time. It was over 100 people that attended the event.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good time. It was such a good time. We basically partied with a purpose. And so I was able to raise $5,000 to give to Alabama A&M students. And I had five students who were awarded. And those students, when I tell you, it was nothing but the Lord guided me to select them. But great students. Like all of them are doing so well in school. We have one that graduated this year. And it's interesting because I really thought I was going to just have this event, give
the scholarship one time and be done.
And be gone. Like I keep doing stuff and then thinking I'm going to be gone. Like, but had the event, raised the money, gave the scholarships out to the students. And I talk to them all the time. Like, it's almost turning into like a mentor program almost, because I talk to them all the time. I've kept up with them. They reach out to me all of the time. I just talked to one literally today. So it's starting again. Once again, it's starting to turn into something bigger than what I thought it was going to be.
Right. And now we're at the second annual scholarship gala.
Second annual. So this year is going to be something different. We have a performer this year. Trans Lee is our performer. He is from Huntsville, Alabama. He was signed, or he's connected with Grand Hustle Records with T.I. And so he will be performing. He's sponsoring our event by performing at our event this year. And then we're also going to have a few speakers at our event this year, because not only do I want us to party with a purpose, but I want us to know what that purpose is. And so I want to make sure I put out there why we're doing this, and to show how it's helping our Alabama A&M students.
Shout out to you. I know what it's like to, you know, to do an event and think, oh, I'm just going to do this one time and I'm going to go on with my business, child. But that's not how it worked out for either of us. So now you're at the second annual event. The first time you raised $5,000, and I will go out on a limb and say, I know you're going to raise more this time, because it's always better the second time around. So, and I have faith in you. You went to A&M, and A&M produces nothing but Black excellence. So I know that the event is going to be awesome. So for those that are listening, our conversationalists that are listening, where can they go to get tickets if they want to attend, or if they just want to donate to the cause, where can they go to do that?
Okay, so first, if you would like to donate to the Start Now Success Village Scholarship, just visit our website at www.startnowsuccess.com. Mm-hmm. And immediately when you go to the website, the scholarship page will pop up, and there's a link at the bottom if you want to donate and bless our students. Mm-hmm. Also, there is a link on the website. If you click on Red Carpet, it'll take you right to our event page, and you can click on the ticket and purchase your ticket. Also, if you just can't find it that way, which you will, you can go to eventbrite.com and find our event. It's called the Second Annual Celebration of Success Red Carpet Affair.
And listen, y'all, if you have not seen just the promo video for the event, okay, start there. Yes. You listen, when she say red carpet, that's exactly what she mean. Okay.
Absolutely.
So y'all know how we do. Go crash the site, go donate, go buy tickets. The event is this weekend, right, Yvonne? Give us the details. What do they need to know?
Okay, so the event is taking place this weekend, June 24th at the Omega Center in Huntsville, Alabama. Doors open at 7 o'clock. So make sure that you're there. As soon as the doors open, your ticket purchase includes food and all drinks. So it's all inclusive events. So once you buy your ticket, you don't have to pull out any more money. Okay. Unless you're just feeling free to donate more.
Mm-hmm.
But just make sure you get your tickets. We're going to have a good time. You're going to be on the red carpet. It's going to give you the full BET Awards vibe. So come out. Dress attire is something that a lot of people have asked. Red carpet attire. So,
and you know what's so funny? I think the BET Awards actually comes on the next day.
Is.
So I think you intentionally did that, but yeah. I like it. So listen, y'all.
That was not intentional.
Crash the site, go donate, go buy tickets. After all, everybody spends money for no reason. You go to the club, you go to the hookah lounge, but
right. This
event is actually to help someone else. And that's what life is about. Just helping the next person. And if you can help somebody along the way, you've done your due diligence. So Yvonne, thank you so much for being obedient and actually going through with Starting Out Success, because you're blessing so many other people. I know I was one of those people as well, in addition to the students that you're gifting scholarships to. So thank you for being the perfect example of Black excellence and walking in your purpose and actually seeing this through. Before we go, I want you to give, if you could give one piece of advice to somebody that's listening right now, what would you say?
I would say to go for it and not care about what others will say, what others think, because in the end, they will see why you made that decision. So
absolutely.
Go for it.
Start
if you
now.
Need an any jump, go for it. This is your sign. Go for it.
Absolutely.
You don't know what it could come about in the end. So.
Absolutely. Y'all heard it from Dr. Yvonne Briggs. Of Start Now Success, she's saying start now, whatever it is, no matter what people think or what people may say, you want to start now. Yvonne, how can people connect with you? Give us your social media. Just give it all to us. If people want to connect with you with your business, with your journey, where can they go? Where can they follow you? How can they contact you?
Yeah, so you can contact me the email at startnowsuccess@gmail.com. Also, you can find me on social media on Facebook at Start Now Success, and also on Instagram at Start Now Success 1, because it's only one of us on Instagram. So please follow, please share. I hope to see you guys at the event this weekend. Get your tickets, get your tickets, get your tickets.
Y'all heard it. Get your tickets. Donate to the scholarship fund that Dr. Yvonne Briggs and Start Now Success has created to give back to the community and to bring someone else along the way. That's what life is all about. Hey, Absolutely. Listen, this has been another episode of Talk Wealthy to Me. I am your host, your family CPA, and I'm wishing you nothing but love, peace, and generational wealth. Make sure you get your tickets.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Talk Wealthy to Me. Remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like, comment, and share.